Anyone who knows anything about Islam has to be dismayed and appalled at the degree to which the picture of Islam and Muslims that is found in what is supposed to be serious journalistic coverage so often is unrecognizable. Why is this? What are the challenges to an objective coverage of Islam and Muslims, both in the United States and the West in general, and in the Arab world as well, where the problems may be different, but where there are problems? We have three really outstanding speakers tonight. It's like a superfluity of abundance. I mean, there's so much. I don't know how we're going to get it all in. I'm asking them to restrict themselves to 15 to 20 minutes. It seems so unfair. They all have so much, as you'll see from their background. They have so much involved in. Yeah, so generous with that. But the fact is, you know, those of you who have been here before know that the best part of these things is the question and answer, the discussion. And so if they can get the minimum they want to say done in 15 or 20 minutes, we'll have lots of time for discussion where they can really rip into the things that you're really interested in. So I'm going to introduce them one at a time. And the first speaker is someone I've known for quite a while, Carol Murphy, who has worked for the Washington Post covering both domestic and international affairs for 30 years. In the early 1980s, she served as the paper's correspondent in southern Africa, covering the convulsive years that followed the Soweto uprising and the police slaying of black leader Steve Biko. In 1989, she was named Cairo bureau chief, and until mid-1994 was responsible for covering the Arab world. On August 2, 1990, she was in Kuwait when Iraq invaded the Emirate. She remained there for almost a month after the invasion, part of that time hiding from Iraqi troops. She escaped from Kuwait to Saudi Arabia in the backseat of a Range Rover that was part of a caravan of Kuwaitis fleeing their homeland across the desert. In the months that followed, she covered the Persian Gulf War from Saudi Arabia. When not working overseas, she covered immigration policy, U.S. federal court in Alexandria, and most recently, religion. In 2005, she did a three-month temporary tour of duty in Baghdad. In 1991, she won the Pulitzer Prize for International Reporting and the George Polk Award for Foreign Reporting for her coverage of Iraqi-occupied Kuwait and the subsequent Persian Gulf War. She was also a recipient of the Courage in Journalism Award from the International Women's Media Foundation and the 1991 Edward Weintraub Diplomatic Reporting Prize. From 1994 to 1995, she was the Edward R. Murrow Fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations in New York. Murphy is the author of Passion for Islam, the 2002 book that explains Islam's contemporary revival and the roots of religious extremism in the Middle East. Last fall, after leaving the Post to pursue an independent journalism career, she was recruited by the paper's website to help launch its new online religion feature called On Faith. She is currently planning to return to the Middle East to report on developments there. A Massachusetts native, she's a graduate of Trinity University in Washington, D.C., and the Johns Hopkins University School of Advanced International Studies. Carol Murphy.
Assalamu alaikum. Can you hear me? Okay, good. Well, I want to thank you, Imad, for your invitation to be here tonight. I appreciate the opportunity to exchange some views with all of you. I've known Imad for quite a few years. In fact, I read him before I met him. When I was writing my own book, I came across his Signs from the Heavens, or Signs in the Heavens, which is on sale, I see in the hallway. And I just found his views very refreshing and forthright, and I realized that this was a smart guy. So when I started covering religion at the Post, I made it my business to try to meet him. But Imad's also a brave guy. As some of you may know, after 9/11, he wrote an essay calling on Muslims to proactively and assertively help U.S. law enforcement find the perpetrators and others who were seeking to harm his country. And this happened at a time when some Muslims were still denying that Osama bin Laden had anything to do with 9/11. What I didn't know about Imad is that he's a supporter of independent career women, as you can see from the panel tonight. Congratulations. Thank you.
Not just him.
Congratulations to you, too. So, objective or fair? We've been asked to speak tonight about our trade of journalism, how we work, and so-called objective journalism. Well, I prefer to talk about fair journalism versus objective journalism. And the reason is because I think it's much easier to get a consensus about what's fair than about what's objective. Human beings will